Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second, the center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ron Woods. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting second, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third, the center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gary Thomason. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chris Arnold. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Caldwell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Spear reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. Spear moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden takes first base on ball four. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fraya scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to second. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lentz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Maddox bunts towards the mound. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spear moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to third. Maddox moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Spear scores. Maddox scores. Bonds moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnold hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Arnold. The throw from Foote and he is out, Frias applying the tag. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Raider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias misplays the ball. That's an error on Frias. Mike Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spear is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddox. The throw from Foote and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maddox scores. Bonds scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Foote and he is out, Lentz applying the tag. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Arnold hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Mike Torres. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader strikes out. One out. Mike Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Caldwell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Breeden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Breeden moves to second. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Arnold reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maddox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 2 in the game. Frias hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Don DeMola. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Morales reaches second base with a double. Foote moves to third. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 3 in the game. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomason. Foote scores. Morales moves to third. It's 5-1, Giants. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Lintz moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Hal Breeden. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Dale Murray now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomason bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Arnold hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader is walked intentionally. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. There goes Rader trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 6-2, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day pinch hits for Ron Woods. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops it up and throws to first, with Moffitt covering, for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The game is over. The final score. San Francisco Giants, 6, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.